If I wasn't restrained right now, I'd kill you. I'd drain every drop of blood from you until your cold, dead body dropped to the floor. My threat had no effect on him. Why the hell not? He knew I was a vampire. He knew I was lethal. Without the silver, I could easily overpower and kill him. I'm not so easy to kill, sweetheart. He tapped his finger on a table. So why did you betray this big, bad vampire? What painting did you take from him that has him so roiled up? I didn't take anything. Why does he think you took it? I'm done talking to you. He pulled his chair across from me, moving a foot away. Don't you enjoy my company? His grin was so smug, I wanted to wipe it off his stupid face. Please don't eat me. She begged the hag, speaking calmly. The hag cackled. Oh, but I shall. Poor old Agnes hasn't eaten in days. She made a biting movement, snapping her teeth to scare Evie. Agnes? Evie asked. Keep her talking. Agnes Muddlewood be my name, she replied in a mockingly sweet tone. What if we make a trade? My life for two juicy elves. If I can get her back to camp, Isluin and Zeb can destroy her. I feel a body press against mine, locking me against the wood. Emmett scent floods my nostrils as his hands grip my wrists and pull them above my head. I yelp in pain, but that causes him to grip harder, digging in a way that I know will leave a mark.
All it takes is one word from me,
he whispers in my ear. His breath tickles.
And you're gone. You'll walk these hallways alone, invisible. Your life will become nothing if you displease me.
Get off me. I bite out, but he presses against me, securing me tight.
I can make your life hell, baby,
he murmurs, dragging his lips up my neck. His touch makes my skin crawl. I won't let you.
You wanted to know about the times when this fair city was under siege. About the times when these streets gleamed reddest. About when our hate was more of devil than man. Very well. Sit and hear. Younger ears, weak stomachs, and faint hearts flee. Do not delve into these pages, for your curiosity is not worth your innocence.
I'd quickened my pace so much that I was breathing harder. Soon I'd launched into a run. Running from the abandonment. Running from the pain. I didn't know where I was going, and I didn't care. Then I let out a full-blown scream. I didn't care if anyone heard me. I didn't care about hiding anymore, living a lie. I let out all my anguish, frustration, and pain without holding back. Only the scream ended differently than it began. It came out of the mouth of an animal. I'd morphed back into mountain lion form. It happened almost in an instant, without the usual pain that accompanied the transformation. My clothes had been torn into ribbons. It wasn't during a full moon. It wasn't even night. What the fuck was going on?
Tristan abruptly stopped. Sorry, Maya. I don't mean to blow hot and cold. I brought you here for a reason, and not to seduce you in a graveyard, even though that's what I want to do more than anything else right now.
It took me a minute to slow down my breathing and control my frustration.
Everything is getting so confusing,
he said.
The way I feel for you, it's all happening at once.
What was happening? My frustration morphed into excitement when he said how he felt about me. Was it possible I had the same effect on him?